Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Adora Udoji. This is The Takeaway. John Hockenberry is away. And we're thinking about politics because today is day one of the Democratic National Convention. And not all Democrats have been wowed by Barack Obama, or for that matter, now Joe Biden, who was named as VP pick over the weekend. A real issue for Democrats is how supporters of former presidential candidate Senator Hillary Clinton, how they will vote. We're checking in with two voters in the swing state, very important state of Ohio, that we've been talking to over the months, and that would be Maggie Wellington and John Vivo. Welcome, both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
And let's start with you, Maggie. I want you to take a listen to this clip. This is you talking on June 4th.
I have a wait-and-see attitude because I'm having a real difficult time with this right now, because I've heard great orators before, full of sound and fury, that say absolutely nothing. And right now, he's a very, very good speaker. I've seen people and crowds be fooled before, and I just have to really scrutinize harder Barack Obama.
Maggie, today it's August 25th. What do you think now?
Well, I feel somewhat the same way. Now I feel that it's a ho-hum campaign. I'm still, I wish that they had given more preference to Hillary, but I guess that's not going to be. I thought she was a stronger one, and Joe Biden's campaign went absolutely nowhere.
You're not impressed with Joe Biden? He doesn't make you feel better about the Barack Obama ticket?
It makes me feel a little bit better, but I'm really going to have to research the issues and just take a look at those and forget about the people that are, behind them.
Okay, and Joe, here's you on June 4th.
He's not going to beat him. He has to come out and start saying more things about what he's going to do for everybody, and he needs support because he's not that well-liked.
John, forgive me. What do you think now?
I feel the same way. He did a good picking. I think he got the best out of the three that he did choose, but I'm still not a happy camper with him. He still has to come back and tell me more than what he's saying. He's still talking about we and not what I, and I want to hear what he's going to do as our leader than what we're going to do as a leader.
John, what would it take? What do you think you need to hear either from Barack Obama, or are you considering voting for John McCain?
I'm not going to vote for John McCain. I was thinking about doing that earlier, but I decided as a Democrat I can't do that. I'm going to have to hear what Hillary has to say about everything. Of course, she's going to try to push everybody her way, but from what I've heard about the records and everything, there's 3 out of 10 people who are only going to vote for Mr. Bakwarama, and the rest aren't. And I'm sorry, but I kind of feel that way. This is one presidential election I probably won't be voting.
And Maggie, how do you feel? Are you thinking about John McCain, or are you still going to give the Obama-Biden ticket time?
So I gave a great deal of thought to John McCain. And like I said, I'm really going to have to forget all the people that, that are in front of me and take a real good look at the issues, and that'll be my decision.
Neither one of you have budged at all. Thanks so much for being with us, and we certainly hope that you'll let us check in with you again.
Yeah,
sure,
call me
thanks.
Anytime.
Take
Thank
care.
You.
From the very important swing state of Ohio, Maggie Wellington and John Vivo, two Democrats, two Hillary Clinton supporters who are still not moved by Barack Obama and now the Barack Obama-John Biden campaign. What do you think? Do VPs make a difference? Does it matter at all who they choose, who Barack Obama chooses, or who John McCain will choose? We'd like to hear your story, 8778-MYTAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.